I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Facial hair.
Nope.
I'm already drunk.
Check, baby, check.
So I was on the phone with Patrick the other night, and I go, I really have to pee. Do you want me to hang up on you or put you on mute? Right? And he goes, just mute me. And so I yelled at him, Vamp Wolf! And he didn't get it. Like how I yell at you, Vamp Marshall, when I have to go off mic for whatever reason. And I just thought for sure he would feel very special and delighted that I yelled Vamp at him.
Guess not.
Oh, it was disappointing.
You're not cool enough. How long have you listened to us?
Yeah. God damn it, Patrick.
God damn it, Patrick. Put you up there with Cheryl. God damn it, Patrick.
He did just get a god damn it, Cheryl. So.
Hello, friend.
It's been a bit.
It's been a bit.
You.
I'm sitting here so I can look at you, except the way I have the microphone angled, like I can't look at you. I need to shift everything this way.
Do you want to fix it?
I don't know.
I can look at you.
I can just look back and forth.
I'm talking out of this. I have this.
Hello.
I hope you all enjoyed that. You're very welcome. So you were gone last week.
Yes. And did we? Oh, we did record the week before.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went on spring break. Woo!
Spring break! Woo!
Woo! I wish it was that kind of spring break. Woo!
I fake flashed.
That's okay. Everyone who went to spring break, woo! Got stranded there. So, we didn't. We went to New York City. I took my family to the Northeast in March for vacation.
There was one day where it was 16 degrees here in the morning. One of the dogs that I was dog sitting, because I had two houses of dogs, we'll get to more of this later, but one of the dogs that I was dog sitting, the one at the other house that I wasn't sleeping at, I opened the door for her and she walked out and turned around and went back and then walked out again because she realized she really had to pee, but she at first she was like, nope.
Yeah, that's a mood. My puppy did that too because we brought her home in the middle of February after my last vacation. No dogs this vacation. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
We'd take her outside. She'd be like, nope. And she'd literally turn around and come right back in. It's like, no, you have to pee. No, I'll just pee on your rug over here. Thanks. I'm good. I'm good with this right here. It's nice and warm.
That cat.
So, yeah, so we went to New York City. We stayed at the Omni. It's kind of at the northeast end of Midtown. So we were right next to, we're like at Madison and Fifth Avenue, kind of. So all the shopping we wanted, real close to Rockefeller Center, then a few more blocks to Times Square. So we had a real nice visit. So we just kind of, I made everyone tell me one thing they wanted to do, and I made sure we did those things. So Anina wanted to go to the M&M store. Catherine wanted to go to a toy store. And I knew Scott would like to see historical stuff. So we did World Trade Center. And then last minute, I booked us tickets to the Intrepid. Because I forgot and then remembered that there was a battleship there. So we did that. And we actually got to walk through a submarine.
Mm.
Like a 1950s diesel engine submarine.
Mm.
That was cool. That was rough. Those portholes are really tiny.
Yeah.
That they run through. So in the movies, when you see people run from one end of the sub to the other and they're throwing their bodies through the portholes, they have to throw their bodies through. They grab the handle and throw their bodies through because, like, to crawl through it is too cumbersome.
Mm.
And it was different than a battleship porthole, which is just like a little step, boop, over. This was like I had to pick up my leg. And is that a fucking mosquito in my house? Fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. It's fucking April.
It is fucking April.
Fuck off. Where'd it go? I want to murder it.
It flew into the center of the room.
Fucker.
Yeah, I'm
gonna get you. I'm murder you on my wall. I'm going to leave you for all your friends to see.
Your child told me today that her favorite part of vacation was coming home.
She sucks.
What the fuck?
I'm going to start leaving her at home with her father.
You should.
Legit.
Children who don't enjoy vacation shouldn't go on vacation. If you don't want to be away from home, don't go away from home. I don't need to be spending money on this.
Right.
I don't need to be spending money.
I spent $700 on quote-unquote gifts while we were in New York. I'm sure most of that belonged to you, child.
Yeah. No, she doesn't need shit. Don't take her anywhere.
She did say when we left New York that her favorite part was the toy store. So we went to FAO Schwartz. So Nina wanted to see M&M's, which is in Times Square. Catherine wanted to go to a toy store, and then Scott wanted to see historical stuff. So we did that. So we did Times Square. We ate at Hard Rock Cafe, which still, like, has really sucky food. You're just really paying for the ambiance of it all. And we saw Hugh Jackman on the street. He was standing outside his Magic Man Theater. So we were walking down that side, like 7th Avenue into Times Square, and I started seeing signs for his show. So I told Scott, I was like, oh, like, there's a lot of famous people that live in New York. So just, like, keep your eyes open. You never know who you're going to see. And we look up, and there's a crowd of people, and fucking Hugh Jackman's in the middle of them.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God! So, like, we stood back, and I was a creeper, and I took, like, pictures from afar because I didn't want to bug him, even though everyone was bugging him. So it was really awesome to see Hugh Jackman, my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of walking. Did,
Is that what your kid hates?
Did some subway rides.
Does she just need a vacation where she sits a lot?
I think so. I think she would have loved our Florida vacation where we did nothing but sit by the pool and get drunk all weekend.
Your kid wants to get drunk.
She doesn't want to get drunk, but she'd drink a lot of chocolate milk if we gave it to her and eat mac and cheese.
Yeah.
In a pool. I tried to schedule a pool day. No pools are open in New York in March. No hotels have pools either, so
that's true, they do not. There's remember the one though, we did have a pool in our hotel in New Orleans that we always went to. It
yes.
was like a almost like a rooftop pool.
Yep. So we took a horse-drawn carriage ride through Central Park.
Aw, fun.
I kind of booked that last minute too. I had planned to walk around Central Park and just enjoy the day. And I was like, you know what? And Jenny was like, oh, get a pedal bike. It's like, well, those only fit three people, and they're only going to fit Scott and I, and then Anina and Catherine. So I have to get two. And those you pay by the minute. So I'm not, like, paying by the minute, you know, to take pedal bikes around Central Park. So it was actually more economical for us to do a four-person carriage ride, and it was delightful.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Yeah, a lot of fun. We Good. Ate at the Raclette restaurant.
When you posted it, I was almost like, is this the exact same video from last time? Did you just post 5 years ago's video?
I did do a TikTok montage that I did include our videos from before to go with our current videos.
How different? Because it really looked like the same. How different were they?
Oh, we got the same thing.
Yeah, I know. It honestly, in my head, I was like, that's exactly what the other one looks like. So if you did a TikTok montage, did it look like the same video twice?
Oh, it looked like four different dishes, for sure.
Oh, okay.
So that was fun, and everyone still was like, afterwards. Catherine has had diarrhea for quite some time now because of all that cheese.
Oh, poor kid.
I'm really sorry for her. I don't know if she's semi-lactose intolerant or what, but if she eats cheese that's just way too rich and way too much, like, it rips through that poor girl. So.
I mean, remember the conversation so many years ago of me being like, you being like, cheese stops you up, and I was like, it does what now?
Right? You're like, what? No. That's not what happens to me.
Earlier tonight, I was standing in the hallway, and I heard something, and I go, did you toot? And she goes, no. Wow. Her butt's going.
That's funny.
I was like, excuse me, ma'am.
We went to World Trade Center,
yeah.
And we did the museum there. That was really interesting and moving and sad, you know, all the emotions, you know, reliving that experience trying to tell your daughter what was happening. So
was this the first time that you really talked to her about it?
I think so. I mean, they had Patriot Day at school and people wore red, white, and blue on September 11th, but they don't really talk about it. So I just, you know, it's not like we went to a museum and she had questions and I answered her questions. I didn't, like, give her a spiel before we went what to expect. So, and that's the first time Anina had really seen, I mean, she saw the footage in Finland. But, I mean, that's, I mean, no, she didn't. She wasn't born yet. Anina wasn't born yet either. So she remembers her parents talking about it, seeing the footage, but not, like, seeing the footage like we saw the footage here.
Yeah.
So that was moving. We tried to go find the defiant girl, and I thought she was in front of the bull.
She used to be.
She's standing in front of Wall Street now, the stock exchange building. So we missed seeing her, and that's the only reason why we went to that side of town. We were down at 9-11, so we walked over to see Bull and Defiant Girl, but we were like two blocks away from Defiant Girl by the time we figured it out. We were already down at the Staten Island Ferry. We did the ferry back and forth as it waved to the Statue of Liberty, went to Raclette, to the Intrepid. We did a lot of things. I didn't get to the West Village to Big Gay Ice Cream. But I mean, I wasn't pushing my family to do what I wanted. By the time we were going to do that, it was already like day three, and they were all tired. So
right,
we walked like 6 miles a day. But it was fun. It was a really fun trip. The food, the prices of food was like outrageous. It was way more expensive than I remember it when we were there a few years ago. Or maybe it was just because I went from paying for one person to four.
Right.
But anytime we sat down to eat, it was no less than $50 and usually $100 and so. So, even at, like, the deli. Like, right. The deli was, like, $10 a sandwich. So, anyway. Yeah, so it was a good trip. Catherine, at the time, said her favorite part was FAO Schwartz. And then she came back to school and told everyone her favorite part of spring break was coming home from vacation.
I mean, that makes it sound like her vacation was a fucking disaster.
It wasn't. It was delightful.
If somebody said that to me, I'd be like, Jesus Christ, what happened on vacation?
We did tons of shopping. We did tons of walking, sightseeing.
Like, the best part of my spring break was coming home.
Well, yes, but your spring break was horrible.
Yeah.
Compared to Catherine.
Correct.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so go ahead. Tell us about Maggie's spring break.
I dog sat.
Mm, that's a thing you decided to do.
Mm-hmm. For two doodles.
Dude, even I knew that was a bad idea when you told me.
Listen, I used to dog sit these two Dachshunds, and they were a dream. And actually, I dog sat three doodles, because the other one up the street was also a doodle. The one up the street was a goddamn delight. I would dog sit that dog anytime.
Mm-hmm.
That dog went in and out. She was very sweet. She came when I called. She never misbehaved. But the two dude, I mean, the reason that the people hired me to stay the night is because they knew their dogs were shit. Like, that's why they hired me. My first night there, one of the dogs ate my glasses. And I'm having a real hard time with this. So we all know the story of my bite guard, where I put it in my mouth the first night I got it, and I've never seen it again. And then, like, and this happened at the same time. Like, I went to the dentist after going to the optometrist, but I got the bite guard and glasses around the same time. Like, I was using my inheritance from my grandma dying to get this, like, health stuff done. And I got real good optometrist glasses, and I got the bite guard from the dentist. And 9.5 months later, they're both gone. They're both dead. And I have to replace them. And like, that is a real kick in the pants, right? And all of my friends online just keep on being like, well, have you considered getting glasses from Zenni? As if $30 glasses and $350 glasses are the same thing. They're not the same fucking thing.
Let me also tell you about Zenni, okay? You have to have your prescription
mm-hmm.
and your pupil distance. And guess what my optometrist charges?
Hmm.
They charge a fee to give you your pupil distance.
Yep.
Because they want you to buy their fucking glasses there.
Yes. My optometrist has done it for me for free because I buy my contacts from him. Mm-hmm. So I've said, I buy my contacts from you, but I want to get a pair of backup glasses online. But your pupillary distance doesn't change.
Right.
So I have that now.
You can also just, like, measure with a measuring tape if you really wanted to.
But he gave it to me, so, and it's not like it, like, it obviously changes when you're a child and you're growing.
Right.
But once you're an adult, your pupil distance isn't changing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I still have that, but, like, I don't know, I just, yes, I know how poor people do shit. I know poor people shit. That's what I've been doing for years. And I get some money and I splurge on good health stuff, the good shit. And both of them are, the one gone and the other one, the dog chewed. And I'm just, like, really fucking upset about it. And I'm super annoyed that all these people are like, here's how poor people do it. And I'm like, yes, I fucking know. I'm a poor people. I'm mad that the fancy shit got ruined.
Yes. This is why we can't have nice things, Maggie. This is
why we can't have nice things.
I can't wait for a year to go by and I get all new rugs in my house.
So yeah, the dogs.
All my rugs are shit anyway right now, but that's beside the point.
The dogs were just annoying the whole time. I was miserable. Like, I couldn't eat a meal without them, like, being in my business and licking my legs, mm-hmm. trying to be like, did she drop crumbs? Did she drop crumbs? Like, I couldn't move from room to room. I couldn't go upstairs to feed the fish that were upstairs without them attempting to, like, barge into the room where the fish live because they couldn't stand to be without me. I had a giant king bed to sleep in, and they both tried to cuddle me, and I ended up just, like, hanging off of the edge of this fucking king bed. I didn't get enough sleep the whole time. I didn't relax the entire time I was eating. I never got to eat. I even one time ran up the street to just let the other dog out. I was gone in a total of like 4 minutes, and they dumped the whole garbage out and ate the whole garbage.
Hmm.
I didn't.
She doesn't crate them?
No, she puts them in the bathroom. But like, I was like, they don't do anything. It'll be 4 minutes. But, like, the little shits.
Famous last words.
One of the last days I was there, they both bolted, and I dragged them back with using their collars. And, like, the little one cried and played dead. And the second I let up my grip at all, he ran away again. He bolted. I fell for the oldest trick in the book. But he was, like, literally whimpering and crying. And I thought I actually heard him. Yep. Bolted again. Little fucks. Yeah, so...
So that's a no on a repeat of watching those dogs, right?
Honestly, I might again. And here's why. Money. This is what everybody's life is, right? You go to your job that you hate and it's miserable. And then you get money at the end of it.
What was the cost of that, though? Not eating, not sleeping, having a miserable time.
You're right. The only time I even really felt remotely comfortable was just, like, sitting in front of the TV watching shit, because the dogs, they had an L-shaped couch, and they would sit on the other end of the couch, so they were not bothering me, not misbehaving, so I watched a fucking lot of content. Not what I wanted to be doing,
necessarily. But that's what you did, because they were nice. Can you toss me a pillow?
Yeah.
Well, next time tell your friend to pay you $80 a day and you'll do it. Because that's what I pay my professional dog handler to do.
She doesn't even sleep here.
Or no, do the dogs stay with her?
Oh, where the dogs are kenneled. I got you. Yeah. I also, one of my sex friends, I messaged him ahead of time. And I was like, I'm staying in this McMansion for 9 days. The dates are this to this. You should come see me. There's a hot tub and a sauna.
Hey.
Yeah.
I would have come if I had been here alone with you.
And then on the first day, I sent him a Snapchat of the house. Being like, here's the McMansion where I'm staying. Ooh, and there's the hot tub. So, what does he do yesterday, the day after I'm not there anymore?
Are you still at the McMansion?
I gave you the dates, motherfucker. I gave you everything you needed. I was there for two full weekends. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You had so... Plus that whole week in between, you had so many fucking opportunities. You dumb, dumb fuck. How are men like this?
I don't know, man. I've given up on most of them. Like 99% of them.
Gave you everything you needed. I'm not gonna, like, beg him to come over. You know? I gave you all the information. Yesterday. Oh, so you still at the house?
If you want to see my titties float in the hot tub, these are the dates you could see those.
I mean, that was the implication.
Maybe next time you need to say that literally. Literally.
He's not an idiot. I mean, nope, he is. Never mind.
He's not an idiot. You sure about that?
But, like, I know that he's, like, a nudist. Like, obviously...
Yes, he should have been able to imply.
I'm like, come over to this nice house. You should come visit me in this nice house with a hot tub. Like, he and I have gone to the nudist resort.
I can basically hear the porn music in your sentence.
What a dumb fuck. I can't.
Can't even anymore.
No. So let me run down all the content I watched.
Oh, I forgot one story.
It on here. I was going to swing back around to it, but you go ahead.
Okay, so we're in New York, and we're walking through Times Square. And in Times Square, for those who are not familiar with Times Square, there are performers.
Mm-hmm.
There are performers who perform for money. There are people who dress up, who cosplay. And if you want a picture of them, with them, you tip them and give them money, as well as other things. So, when you walk from one end of Times Square to the other, what do you just kind of do, Maggie? You just kind of walk,
just
right?
Go.
And ignore everyone, right?
You gots to.
You just kind of ignore everyone. So we are booking it through Times Square because we are, like, super close to being... on time, almost late to our dinner reservation at Hard Rock. And Anina pulls my arm and she's like, "We lost Scott." It's like, "What do you mean we lost Scott?" And we all turn around and look at him. Scott has been surrounded by five black men.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're talking to him and pointing at CDs and talking to him. And Anina goes, "I think he's buying a CD from those guys." And I looked, and I was like, "Oh, God damn it. God damn it. My white, cisgendered, middle-aged husband of a tourist has gotten cornered. Oh, and there he is. God damn it, Scott. You don't pull your wallet out and flash all your cash." Pulled his wallet out, flashed all his cash. Their fingers went into his money. I was like, "You dumb motherfucker." And I'm just standing there, watch all of this go down. He is surrounded by a bunch of vultures who are ready to take all his money from him. And I was like, "Should I go save him?" Because I was this close to going over there and be like, "What the fuck are you all doing? Leave my dumbass husband alone." And grab him by his ear and pull him out of the horde of men who are trying to swindle him out of his money.
Yeah.
But I let it happen because he needed to learn a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So when he rejoined us, I hard rolled my eyes, shook my head and said, so, how much they get you for? He's like, "I don't know." I was like, "What'd you get?" "Some CDs. They're rappers." I was like, "Oh, really? They are?" He's like, "Yeah, that's what they said. Look, they signed the CD too." I was like, "You dumb motherfucker." So we get to Hard Rock. He's never going to live this down. We get to Hard Rock and the person who's seating us, "Oh, what'd you guys do today?" I was like, "Oh yeah, we just kind of been hanging out in Times Square. My fucking husband got swindled. He bought three CDs from people who said they were rappers." He's like, "Oh my God, you did it. Did you make them rap for you at least? They're out there all the time doing that. Did you make sure they could actually rap before you bought that shit? I was like, exactly. See, honey, everyone knows not to buy the CDs from the people peddling their wares in Times Square.
Yeah.
So we did listen to one, and they're pretty good. He said he claims he recognized the group's name because a local radio station had talked about them for some reason. And the CD cover is double-sided. So there's a cover on one side and then a different cover on the other. And so two of the CDs have the same quote-unquote cover, and then the other has the flip side.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you just buy three of the same CDs? He's like, I don't know. Poor Scott.
Oh, Scott.
So, yes, Scott got swindled in Times Square by a bunch of artists peddling their CDs.
Yep. That happened.
And he will never live it down.
Nope, you'll make fun of him.
I will make fun of him forever.
For that forever.
Forever.
So.
Forever.
Content.
Content!
Bridgerton 2.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
It was kind of a long walk, though.
I
felt like it took for fucking ever to get to the point.
Yeah. And that's not how the book goes. Like, it's not as long of a walk. Although, it's too similar. I get why they made the changes that they did. It's too similar to the first season.
Right.
Right.
Aren't all the books the same exact thing?
All the books are the same exact thing. So they have to...
spice it up a bit.
Spice it up a bit.
Now, B, what's his name?
Benedict.
His story is a little different. Yeah. He has a little Cinderella story.
It is the same in that we can't be together, but we love each other.
Well, yes.
Which is what every single one is.
Yes. I mean, duh.
Duh.
But Daphne and the Duke could have been together. They weren't marrying below their stations.
No. No, but same with Antony and Kate.
He was marrying below his station.
Meh. Anyone out in society, it's acceptable. Right? Like, he could have been snobbish about it and said that they weren't good enough, but, like, they are women out in society, and he is a Viscount. Like, that is... So even though... her dad was a clerk or whatever. It's not the same as Benedict trying to marry a maid and Eloise, like, having this crush on the printer boy, right? Like, that's scandalous.
But if the maid and the printer boy were out on society...
they wouldn't be.
But if they were, say they're being sponsored by someone to be... in the season, that would be okay.
There would have to be a reason for someone to do that, though.
Right.
Like, they would have to be a baron's bastard who they decided to sponsor.
Right.
Or whatever. And there has to be a dowry. Like, most men aren't going to marry a woman who doesn't have a dowry.
Of course.
So, like, there's...
because that's all we're worth.
Correct. Correct. We must be sold.
She didn't have a dowry, though, did she?
Who?
Kate.
No, she did if Edwina got married. She was supposed to get, but she would have gotten
but
one
then
from
that,
the Sheffields.
That all fell through.
Right. It did all fall through, but not originally. So, yeah. I liked that the season focused on Antony dealing with his trauma.
Trauma, yeah. I was
right?
going to say that, trauma.
Like, that was interesting. But that season gave me anxiety because in the book, like... he and Kate are engaged at his country home. He's never engaged to Edwina. They definitely don't get to a fucking wedding. Like, all of that was making me hyperventilate. I was like, how do they even get out of this still smelling sweet? And they didn't. It was not good by the end. Although.
It's a good thing they don't give a fuck anymore. It's like, I have money, I don't fucking care.
The queen did save them by saying she simply decided it wouldn't happen.
Yes. I hope Edwina marries her nephew.
The prince.
Did you know I have a nephew, Edwina?
A prince, and he's available.
A prince.
Get off me! What are you doing? Your cat was, like, licking my hair.
Now, she could marry her off-season, right? Yeah. Because he's a prince. Could just be like in a little arranged.
From a different country. So yeah. Like that. Yeah. Yeah, we don't really know because in the books we never find out what happens to Edwina. Yeah. So who knows? But
she ends up spinster like her older sister.
Mm-hmm.
Joking.
I'm sure
she's gobbled up.
So Shonda hinted that they might go out of order from what the books are. And the thing of Colin saying he would never marry Penelope happens.
I would never court her. That would never happen.
Happens in Benedict's book. So I'm wondering if Colin's story is next.
Hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But Shonda.
That would set up Benedict's book nicely because Benedict meets his betrothed and then years later meets them again.
I love this.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm here for this.
Benedict meets her during Colin's story.
Ah, Shannon, you're so smart.
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
You should write for Hollywood.
You should. So that could happen. But I enjoyed it still. But I also rewatched the season already. And I was like, yeah, the first season I can rewatch all the time. And this, I felt meh about it on the second time.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot that I liked about it. It just isn't as magical and sparkly as the first one.
Yeah, I thought about rewatching the second one again already also, and I was more like, I might just watch the last two episodes. Where all the fun stuff happens.
Where all the sexy stuff happens.
Yeah, not even sexy stuff. There's not even like a lot of sexy stuff.
No, there's not. But the only sexy...
There's like one sexy scene.
There's two sexy scenes.
But yeah.
Yes.
I mean, there's his sex montage in the beginning.
Yeah, that's hot too.
And then there's like... sexy scene with him and her.
Yeah. I want your opinion on if you think Penelope did the right thing or not. If she handled the situation well.
I mean, I think she had to do something like that to get the queen off Eloise's back. How was Eloise going to handle that?
I feel like in that moment, Penelope should have told Eloise the truth and said, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I think she was still worried about protecting her identity as Whistledown.
Right. She was. Yeah. She was. I mean, yeah, Eloise was really pissed, obviously, for good reason. That was really humiliating for her, but I sort of agree.
It's also like, who's surprised?
Right.
Like, Eloise hated being on the season. Everyone in society knows that she's, like, very feminist. Like, who's surprised at that at all?
Right.
If you're surprised, you're a dumbass who was just ignoring the writing on the wall to begin with.
Well, speaking of dumbasses who were ignoring signs, I accidentally outed myself to my mom.
I also have to have you back that up because I had no clue that your parents didn't realize.
I mean, I just never told them.
Right.
Like, I've never...
Because your sex life is private.
Yeah, that's how it is in our family.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have never acknowledged that I have had sex. Because that is how it is in our family.
Yeah.
That is private.
I am surprised they know how Zelda came to be.
Yeah. I mean, do you remember the Christmas I was with Mark and he and I were sleeping in twin beds in the guest room that is now currently my bedroom? And Candy lost her fucking mind, and I tried to drive home drunk because I was so mad at her because it was inappropriate for us to sleep in the same bedroom, even though we lived together.
Mm-hmm.
Twin beds. Mom, I'm not gonna fuck at your house on Christmas Eve. I have better things to do.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So, yes, that's how it is. I've never...
If anything, I'm giving a handy in the shower, okay?
But, I... have rainbow masks that I wear. I have lots of gay pride stuff. I have worn a shirt in front of them that says, I love chicks.
Do they think you're just being ironic?
I don't.
Or that you're just a super ally?
I thought there was a lot.
You're just pride? Like yeah. Catherine says, I'm yeah, pride.
I'm pride.
I'm pride.
So.
I'm just pride.
This came about because my cousin Ceci told this story to my parents that Irma, my grandma, once said to her Ceci that... She was like, I'm really disappointed that I didn't have any gay grandchildren. And I was like, little did she know she had two. Because currently my cousin Lauren is in a same-sex relationship, right? So Lauren is bisexual and I am bisexual. Mm-hmm. So like poor Irma never even got to know. And I was like, that's so sad. If Irma had said that to me, I fully would have outed myself to Irma. I would have been like, oh, Grandma, I'm queer. I like girls and boys. Yeah. But, you know, she didn't. She said it to Sessie. So Candy just looks so completely shocked. And then I can hear her mumbling in the bedroom. And I was like, yeah, you're not being, like, sneaky at all. I know you're telling Dad right now. And then today,
how's that go again?
She's just showing him. And then today,
it's just a phase.
Today she goes
for attention.
She goes, do you have anything else to tell me about being bisexual? And I was like,
no.
Yeah, I mean,
plus, like, what the fuck do you mean?
I have a suspicion, which is, she's nosy as fuck and wants to know what, like...
So, Maggie, how many times have you eaten clam? I'd love to know. Are you ever going to bring a girlfriend home to us?
Right.
Are you dating anyone now?
There it is.
You know?
She's being...
Oh, yes, Mom. By the way, I also fuck married guys once in a while, too. So, at sex parties.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't listen.
No, she doesn't.
Or else she would have known a long time ago if she did.
Yeah, so you were like, what? Your mom doesn't know who you love? Yeah, Candy only heard half the story with Will and Puppy Lady. Like, she didn't understand the whole dynamic going on there. It was very, I'm sure that was very confusing. There's a reason I didn't come out to her, and it was because I knew she was going to be fucking weird about it.
Yeah.
Huh.
I guess I kind of outed myself to my mom also, because she fucking loves Chick-fil-A, and so I was chewing her out, and this was recently, like maybe a month or so ago, and I was like, you cannot eat there. She's like, why not? Like, because they support gay conversion
therapy
and associations, and stop giving them your money. I love their chicken. I'm like, you have two grandchildren and a child who are queer. Don't eat there. And she just, like, looked at me. She's like, she did a double take and looked at me. And I just, like, stared her down. And then I moved on. So, I think she might have mumbled something like, well, I know that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do you, Cheryl? Because if you did, it would have been great for you to tell me. Because, you know, making out with my Barbies just, like, wasn't clue enough to me. So...
Yeah, do you have anything else to tell me? And I go, what I said to her was, I didn't think it was a big deal. I mean, I knew it was a big deal. That's why I didn't fucking tell her, because I knew she was going to make a deal out of it and make me feel uncomfortable.
I've already told Catherine, I'm like, you can love whoever you want to love, and I really hope you don't have to, quote unquote, ever come out to me. Just bring home your girlfriend, just bring home your boyfriend, just bring home whomever you are attracted to, and introduce them to your family.
Mm-hmm.
There should never have to be a discussion about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I have more content.
All right. Bridgerton?
Yes.
Check.
I watched 2 seasons of Legends of Tomorrow. I forgot to finish watching season 6. Mm. I'd only watched like 2 episodes of it. So I just watched... I really like that. Of all the DC shows, I like that one. It's fucking weird. Mm-hmm. They just keep going through cast. Like, it changes people all the time. I think it's a great show. So, although I liked the middle seasons the most. Like, I'm starting to get a little tired of it, but I just watched it because the pups were on the couch and not bugging me.
I watched The Great on Hulu.
I fucking love that show.
I finished the first season.
Yes, it's so good.
And I just started watching, like, I can't remember if I finished episode... I did finish season 2, episode 1, where Peter abdicates the throne. And now I'm just like, eh. Like, eh. Do I just need to see the rest?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
So, huzzah!
Huzzah!
We're going to turn that into a drinking game. Every time they say huzzah, we're going to drink.
Has her mom come yet?
No. She played literally just got played the by throne.
Gillian Anderson.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So she preg, 4 months preg.
Yeah.
And just got the throne. Which, by the way, they make her look like 6 months pregnant. I was like, that does not happen at 4 months. Whatever is going on in here.
I know. They're so bad at that. Remember, we're watching the terrible one where...
I was like, this was her second or third child? Yes. You do pop out that fast. But as far as I know, she's a virgin.
Right.
That means that tummy's going to be toit till about 6 months.
Yeah. We were watching the one Princess baby. Christmas princess baby. Oh,
Christmas prince.
Christmas baby prince.
Yes.
And she was like, I'm going into labor. And I was like, you're like 4 months pregnant, Max.
Yeah, she did look more like 7.5 months pregnant. She had this tiny volleyball, maybe a basketball at the most. But yeah, she was not ginormous.
She was not preg. That was not super preg.
It's like, are you having a preemie? Like, what's going on? Is your child malnourished? What's going on here?
I watched Better Nate Than Ever on Disney Plus. As a person who studied theater in undergrad, I had a real hard time suspending disbelief. Where I was like, not how it happens. Not how it happens. None of this is how this happens.
Interesting.
It was a really hard time. Really hard time. Trying, like, being in it, being like, this is so far away from reality, I can't. So, but I still enjoyed it well enough, you know, like, the story of, like, being who you really are and, you know, going for it. Do you know the premise?
No. I keep seeing it, and I'm like, should I?
A kid, it's a movie, so it's not long, you know, it's one afternoon or whatever. Nate and his best friend go from Pennsylvania to New York City to audition for a Broadway musical. They, like, skip town on a bus.
Hmm.
Right? And, like, he blows it at first, which is what you expect. And then they decide to call him back anyway. And I was like, nope.
Yeah, no, they don't call back people who blow up shit.
Yeah, I mean, he blows it at every stage, and then he gets the role, and I was like, I can't with this. But, and he and his friend go, and then, you know, he blows the audition, and they call him back, because he had a lot of spunk. And then he, like, sucks at the song, and they say, okay, that we've seen enough. And then he just sings the song again and nails it on the second time. I'm sorry, once they've said, I've seen enough, they make you leave. You don't just get to try again. But
I'm white male privileged, and I will try as many times as I can and get this part.
Oh, and he sings in Times Square with a band who's playing there, and, like, the whole crowds around them, and everybody's taping, and he goes viral on TikTok. And I was like, nope, 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 nope. None of this would happen. You are not that spectacular. You got to be something out of your mind crazy good for people to do that, not just some kid singing.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
oh, you know who we didn't see in Times Square? Naked Cowboy.
Oh,
that's a sad day.
What a tragedy.
That is a tragedy.
But anyway, Better Than Nate Than Ever was still cute. I just had such a hard time suspending disbelief on that one.
Yeah, I would like to see Cheaper by the Dozen on Disney. Mm-hmm. Zach Braff. It's a remake with Zach and another actress.
Okay.
Yeah, six kids. No. Yeah.
That's
no,
a half.
No. 10 kids. He has 5 kids. She has 5 kids. And then the two parents make the dozen.
Gotcha.
Pretty sure in the Steve Martin version that was like 6 and 6, right?
He had
12 kids, period.
I don't remember, honestly. Yeah. It's been so long since I've seen that.
They had 12 natural kids in the Steve Martin Cheaper by the Dozen.
That's true.
And then there was a Rene Russo one. I don't think it was Cheaper by the Dozen. It was Yours, Mine, and Ours. And that's what this is more of a makeover of.
Mm-hmm.
Is she had, like, 5 kids, and he had 5 kids. And she's a hippie, and he's a military guy, and they're mushing their households together.
So the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, that's a Brady Bunch. And then this is like a Brady Bunch too. Except they seem to be very functional.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the movie, I'm under the impression the movie just starts off as them being together. They don't walk you through that awkward wooing, getting married phase.
Right.
They're just like trying to survive as a family of 12. It looks cute.
I finally saw Spider-Man because they had purchased it.
No Way Home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen it.
And what'd you think?
It was good.
Was it delightful? Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cried.
Yeah. It was good.
It was good.
I hadn't seen all the Spider-Mans, so I was slightly lost, but quickly caught up on...
You had seen...
Who the bad guys were.
But you had... I'm going to make a guess here.
I'd seen the Tobey Maguire ones.
That's what I was so going to guess. Those. You had seen the Tobey Maguire ones and you hadn't seen the Andrew Garfield ones. That's what I was trying to guess. Yeah. That's what I was...
You shoot that out of yourself? Yeah, you don't? No. Show us. just do it.
I thought everything had been spoiled for me.
Uh-huh.
Like, I thought everything had been spoiled. I did not know. You guys, huge spoiler for it if you have not seen it. Jump ahead a minute. I didn't know Aunt May died. That was not spoiled for me.
Oh, yeah. How did she die?
In the, like, the building exploded.
Yeah. In a fight.
Yeah.
She, like, kind of sacrificed herself for Peter. They were, like, fighting the bad guys together, and she got, like, severely injured and ended up dying. So that was his Uncle Ben moment.
Yeah, that was his Uncle Ben moment.
Yeah.
I knew about Charlie Cox playing Matt Murdock. Like, I thought I knew everything.
That was delightful. Charlie Cox walks in.
I'm a really good lawyer.
Matt Murdock. Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
There were a lot of great Easter eggs in
there. There were. I was glad that he... had that, but like I thought I knew everything, and that major thing had not been spoiled for me. So
I saw another clip from Doctor Strange,
mm-hmm.
and he's talking to Wanda. He's like, "I need an Avenger." She's like, "There are other Avengers but me." He's like, "Yeah, but this will get you back on the lunchbox."
That's cute. I dig it.
Plus, like, he knows how powerful she is.
Right.
She's the one he needs to bend time.
Right.
Like. Does she not realize how powerful she is now yet?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that she's scared.
I think she's working on it.
I think she's scared.
Yeah.
I think she feels like she doesn't have control over her power.
Probably not.
I cried at the part when Doctor Strange admitted he cared about Peter. He was like, "All of us who care about you." I was like, "Me, us." Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. I was supposed to be getting my Sid tattoo finished in 3 days.
Yeah?
So
Wasn't that supposed to happen a few weeks ago?
No, it was supposed to... I mean, yes. So, we started it in November.
And then there's that horrific, like, wedding setup fiasco. So, it only got half done, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just left. I was like, I'm done with this. It's hurting too much. I couldn't be in my like zone space because of everybody walking through the tattoo parlor to set up for the wedding. I was like, I can't. Also, they were leaving the door open and I'm in a tank top getting an arm tattoo. So then we had it rescheduled for late December. And my tattoo artist got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
She like woke up that morning with 104 temperature.
Oh no.
Then, we rescheduled it for early February. Remember, that was why I bought the stuff.
Yes, we bought all the sun protection gear
uh-huh.
to go on vacation, because you were going to have a week-old tattoo going into the sun in a pool.
There was a snowstorm where it was snow days. Couldn't even get out.
Yep.
So then we reschedule for this Friday. And, like, at first it was 5 weeks, and then it's, like, 7 weeks, and now, like, it just keeps, like, you know, I mean, she's booked, which is good, but, like, it just keeps, the dates in between the dates also keep getting further and further apart. So, she posts on Facebook, I'm having emergency surgery Monday. So that was yesterday. I'm having emergency surgery Monday. Anybody who is being tattooed by me in the next 2 weeks needs to message so that we can get you a new date. And I was like,
no!
Jesus fucking Christ. This one
You're like, I'm about to go somewhere else and get this shit finished.
I was wondering how many more times this has to happen before I do that.
I bet you Steve would take good care of you at Ginger's husband, you know.
I know. I mean, I agree. But also, I still want her to finish it.
Right.
How many times could it possibly happen? I was like, if we get to a year.
It's finally finished on the 1 year anniversary of Sid's death.
Right. And then I booked another one. I decided 2 years ago, like in the early part of the pandemic, that I wanted my chest tattoo covered up. I was like, yeah, I hate this. I'm getting it covered.
I do like the design you picked. I think that'll be a really great and easy to cover that with.
Yeah. And so I contacted the guy and booked that, and I currently have two different tattoo appointments 1 week apart. And I was like, yeah, but what are the chances that Sid's actually getting finished this time? So.
I got a new tattoo.
Tell me. Show me.
I put a tattoo on my wrist.
Woo.
I get some of my work done. I've gotten my work done at a few different places, but I'm currently working with Inkwell Tattoos in Brighton. My friend Ginger, her and her husband own two locations, one in Brighton, one in South Lyon. They're great people. Go see them. They have piercers, too. They're training someone new, and so the last few weeks they have put up calls for free tattoos for our new person who's training. But it has to be, like, one of those designs as is, like, no modifications. So I thought about doing one of the black and white ones. I was like, nah, I couldn't get it done fast enough before we left for New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did another weekend when we got back. And she had some color, like witchy pieces. And I was like, ooh, I like that one. So it's the moon phases, a waning moon, a waxing moon, and a full moon with a sprig of lavender going through the middle. And it's really cute. And I put it on like the side of my arm. Like the wrist, not the super sensitive spot, not the top of my arm, like on the side there. Mm-hmm. So it's cute. I like it.
Great. I might add to it.
I'm not sure. So we'll see what Steve says. I have your opinion, so we'll see what Steve says.
Mm-hmm.
And Nina wants a cherry blossom tattoo on her arm. And I've always wanted cherry blossoms also. That was actually going to be my next piece, which was actually going to be a much larger, like, leg, like, viney, twiny piece. Like, start at my ankle and wind up and around my calf.
Mm-hmm.
And she also wants cherry blossoms. So I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll get some blossoms added to this piece I just got done. So
yeah.
We'll see what he says. I have Maggie's opinion, so... Yeah.
You have a thing where you keep getting your tattoos in all the same spot.
I know. That's why this one on my arm isn't on my ankle, because you're like, you need a new spot.
You do need a new spot.
And then Nina was like, let's get matching tattoos. And I was like, oh, I kind of want to put cherry blossoms on my wrist, but I'm going to get this piece first. Like, yeah.
I think you should get cherry blossoms on your shoulder.
On my shoulder?
Yeah.
Like shoulder blade?
Yeah, that is the easiest spot that I've ever done.
Mm.
I could get tattooed on my shoulder blade all fucking day.
Like, never gonna see it, though.
Yeah, I don't see that one, but I love it. It's my favorite.
So, like, my sister has a few shoulder ones, so just up here.
Yeah, I think that would look gorgeous.
Yeah.
You would even bring it up onto this part a little bit so you could see them.
Ooh, I could, like, wrap it around.
Yeah, wrap it up. Wrap it up a little bit.
Onto the clavicle here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alright, we'll see.
We'll see.
We will see.
I don't think I'm wrong that you needed a new spot. I mean, I love the concept of your charm bracelet. I think that's great. But, like, you can't just keep doing it there.
No, I was going to do on the other one here.
Yeah, but you also already have one on... You were just going to start another charm bracelet.
No, I don't want two charm bracelets. I don't know.
I think I was right and that this is great.
Okay. I want you to wash your hands and touch it later because I'm not sure if it's healing.
Is it raised?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
I've been keeping it moist.
You've been doing what?
Keeping it moist.
You've been what?
Making sure it's nice and moist.
My friend and I, one of my favorite things that I've been seeing going around the internet, we're going to do an early internet thing of the week. It says, what are your adjectives? And he goes, you mean my pronouns? And goes, no, I know your pronouns. What are your adjectives? And goes, what do you mean? What are yours? And the person goes, noisy and chaotic. And then the person responds and says, nothing has gone from making no sense to complete sense so quickly. Right? And I said, chaotic would definitely be one of my adjectives.
Yes.
And then I said that when I was doing Mad Libs, my favorite one was always clammy. Clammy is very much like moist in the like...
Clammy.
It's not that it sounds that bad, but like...
It's clammy.
So, like, something being clammy is disgusting. Gross. It's so gross, clammy. Right? Clammy. But...
His hands were clammy.
It works great in a Mad Lib because so often what they are describing is not something that...
Touched my clam with his clammy hands.
Right. The sunset...
That's how you get a UTI, motherfuckers.
Yeah, don't do that. It was a very clammy sunset, right? Like, clammy is great because that's never what they're trying to describe in the Mad Lib. So... Yeah.
Okay, I need to remember where that is. It was a very clammy sunset, and put that in our intro next year.
It is ridiculous and funny. It was a very clammy sunset, guys. So yeah, I think that those were all of the things that I had to say. Ooh, white guys we hate.
It's about time to wrap it up.
So white guys we hate.
And...
Lindsey Graham.
Always. Like, isn't he permanently on that list?
Basically.
He's not
but
dead yet?
He is voting against, I mean, like most Republicans right now, he is voting against KVJ. And he voted for her to have her current job. Right? So he supported her before and is now just, like, the Republicans are just going against her because she's
just
a
because.
Black woman? Because Biden... I don't know. Fuck them. Fuck him. He's a hypocrite and a piece of shit.
They're all hypocrite piece of shit.
Yes, and so is Mitch McConnell. I quoted him on my Twitter because I was fucking pissed about it. So he said that he was voting against Judge KBJ because I think all indications are that Judge Jackson is going to be a liberal activist from the bench. Like fucking Brett Kavanaugh and... ACB are not
conservative activists from the bench.
Fuck you.
Fuck off,
Mitch McConnell. So yeah, I'll fuck both of them in relation to how they are acting about Judge Jackson.
Can we talk real quick about unintended consequences or malicious
intent?
Malicious. What was it? When you hyper-focus on the rules.
Right. Malicious compliance. Malicious compliance.
It's my favorite thing right now.
Should I read it?
Yes.
This can be Internet Thing of the Week, even.
I think this actually should be done anyway.
I concur.
Because I can't tell you how many times I've read Catherine's homework as a first and second grader and been like, you can't assume Jack's a man. Did he identify as a he? Like, these word problems are shit. Like, you can't read a sentence because her sentences will literally be like, Jack has a red ball. Sally has a doll. And the question will ask to gender identify the people based on their first names.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's not right. That needs to stop.
Jack's a great girl's name.
Jack is a great girl's name. Could be short for Jacqueline. Jackie.
I have a friend who's named Jacqueline who goes by Jack. Her Facebook says Jack. Yeah. I actually have two Jack friends who are both girls. Okay, so Florida passed this thing where you're not allowed to talk about gender or sexual identity.
Yeah, or sexual orientation from K to 3.
Yeah. And people are just going, conservatives are out there being like, it just says you're not allowed to have sex ed in those grades. Okay, first of all, we actually already do.
Right.
In kindergarten, sex ed is good touch, bad touch.
Yes.
In third grade, it was a video of a sperm going into an egg, completely scientific. Right? Because that is how, and it was, and then pictures like of a fetus, like mm-hmm. fetus development.
Yeah, you could even do that with like chickens and shit.
Yeah.
Like same stuff.
Yeah. So sex ed does exist in those grades, just in case anybody was unsure of that. That's what sex ed is at those ages.
So Florida passed their quote-unquote
don't say gay law.
And?
So this has been going around. Dear Florida parent / caretaker, the Florida House of Representatives has recently ruled that classroom instruction by school personnel or third parties on sexual orientation or gender identity may not occur in kindergarten through grade 3 or in a manner that is not age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students. To be in accordance with this policy, I will no longer be referring to your students with gendered pronouns. All students will be referred to as they or them. I will no longer use a gendered title such as Mr. or Mrs. to make any references to my husband or wife in the classroom. From now on, I will be using the non-gendered title mix. Furthermore, I will be removing all books or instruction which refer to a person being a mother, father, husband, or wife, as these are gender identities that also may allude to sexual orientation. Needless to say, all books which refer to a character as he or she will also be removed from the classroom. If you have any concerns about this policy, please feel free to contact your local congressperson. Thank you, Mix Smith.
I love it.
I do too.
Here for it.
Malicious compliance.
Yep. And saying Shannon is married to her husband, Scott, does imply my sexual orientation is heterosexual in that scenario.
Correct.
So.
Correct.
I love it when conservatives shoot themselves in the foot.
Right.
And I love it when people are badass enough like myself and they're like, oh, really? Okay, this is what this really means, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Moms for Liberty is losing their goddamn minds about
sure
it.
Oh, sure they are. It's delightful. Delightful.
They're like, what are we going to do about this?
Real quick, I randomly ended up watching the Oscars a little bit in New York. We were in the bar and they had it on.
Yeah?
And I was just so delighted when the actor won for Best Supporting Actor for Coda, and he was signing his acceptance speech, and he was so funny, and I cackled out loud, and everyone looked at me, because it was a quiet hotel bar, when he was like, I wanted to do some dirty sign, but Madeline, oh shit, I always say her name wrong now, she's another deaf actress, told me I should keep it clean, and I lost it, I laughed so hard. It was delightful. I loved it. It was a good part. And then I fell asleep in the middle of Will Smith's Best Actor Award, and then I woke up and he was still talking. So, couldn't decide if that was bad or good or what. And then I heard that was a hot mess. So, yeah. That speech. Yeah.
Yeah, there was some hot messes.
I did see the slap heard round the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, did that really just fucking happen?
So, you know the subreddit, Am I the Asshole?
Yes.
Someone posts a story about their life and asks, Am I
yes.
the Asshole?
Which gets circulated quite a bit now on other websites, like some e-cards.
Some of those stories are great.
Like, has been pushing those stories now, too.
Yeah, there's one right now where the person was an asshole, and I was like, I ain't even mad about it. Like, everybody voted. Normally, when someone says, yeah, you're the asshole, I don't like that person.
It's negative, yeah.
Yeah, but this guy, he really liked his brother's first wife, like, a lot, and was friends with her. And then the brother cheated and got a new wife. And then at the wedding, his wedding toast included, my brother would never let having a wife stand in the way of finding true love.
Ah! Oh, that's so shady! You shady lady!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
So the brother and the wife
were like furious.
And he was like, so was I the asshole there? And everyone was like, yeah, but like, yeah. Not even mad about it.
Yeah, but that was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was awesome. You know how vigilantes are technically wrong.
Right. Yeah, but that was awesome.
So, there's not the asshole, you're an asshole, and everyone's an asshole here. EAH. Mm-hmm. So my take on the slap heard around the world was, everyone's an asshole here. Mm-hmm. Everyone's an asshole here.
I just don't fucking care.
I don't either.
I really wish that the media had focused on the highlights of that night instead of the inappropriate assault that took place on stage, which it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
It was an inappropriate assault, but, like, I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
What I did love the most, though, was how gracious Chris Rock took that hit and kept going. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't dramatize it. He didn't drop. I mean, if I had been slapped by Will Smith, it looked like a punch, by the way. But if I had been slapped, I would have been knocked on my ass. And he just, like, fucking took it.
Well, we all know that I slapped Dickhole in the face. That is, like, the whole point of that story. Nobody has ever said to me, like, Maggie, violence is not the answer. And what you did was wrong.
He deserved to be slapped. Maybe Chris Rock deserved to be slapped. I don't know. Like, a guy stood up for his wife who's having a hard time right now, who also has a history with said comic about from being roasted and not appreciating it. So, like, he just shouldn't have even gone there because he...
Everyone's whatever. An asshole here. Yeah. All right. And then the one take that I loved about Hashtag Tahani Reacts.
Yes.
A tweet from Jamila Jamil, who played Tahani Al Jamil.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I think I saw this. It's
I did, because I sent it to you. There was that one time my good friend Will slapped my other friend Chris because he'd said something rude about my best friend Jada.
Delightful. I love it.
And I was like, this is the only take I care about. That was it. Yep. One last internet thing of the week. I was going to send you this today and then forgot. Escape room idea. A well-stocked crystal shop with clearly marked exits.
A well-stocked
crystal shop. Like crystal? Metaphysical store.
Oh, metaphysical store.
Like a well-stocked witch store with clearly marked exits. You have an hour to get out.
Oh, that's funny.
I thought that was hilarious.
You're never making it out.
I could.
I could get out too. I need all the things.
It's possible.
You just pull an Eleanor. You just like grab it all and just shove it in your bag and you walk out. Mm,
there it is. I'd make it out. We'd make it out of that escape room.
We'd make it out.
I thought that was very funny. So, all right, you guys. I think that's it.
Is this 312, I think?
I think that's all we got.
I just looked. 311.
Ooh. Wait, we said that last time.
Did we say that last time?
Because I sang Come Original. You got to Come Original.
I didn't log it as 311.
Well, I messed up something somewhere. You guys, I don't know the numbers. Yeah. It's 311 this time. We sang all those things last time.
I don't have any 311 energy.
Whoa. Amber is the color of your energy.
I mean, I do, but I'd have to like burn it and rip it or like record it from a Spotify on my phone and then import it. All the things, all the janky things to get it to add.
Right. Well, you guys, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Podbean. You can interact with us on Facebook, or you can tweet me on Twitter. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode Come Original. You've got to 311. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for